There are so many videos on this topic already, and they all say the same things you already know. Advice like, you need to hit the gym to become more attractive, or that you need to get new clothes and a haircut to look more masculine, might be echoing in your head from all the videos you've watched in the past. This video, however, is not one of those. You already know that hitting the gym and training hard will make you more attractive to women, on top of making you feel more confident. This video, however, is about to give you a reality check on why girls are repulsed by you. Remember, you, my brother, are a magnet. And just like magnets, you have the potential to do two things, either attract or repel. So here are those five reasons why girls don't chase you and how to attract them correctly. Reason number one, you're too needy. You may have heard this advice before already, but most men don't fully understand what it really means. For a moment, I want you to picture this scenario. There's a girl out there. Let's call her Jessica. And let's say you are deeply in love with this girl. Head over heels for her. When you go to work or to the gym, the only thought circulating in your mind is how to get Jessica. You can't help but imagine what she might be up to. So what do? You decide to message her multiple times an hour. She might reply to your first few messages, but after some time of you constantly messaging her, she will only reply back to you just to be nice. And if you keep up with this needy behavior of constantly seeking her validation, she might leave you on read altogether. Who knows? She might tell her friends that you are just a creep who won't stop messaging her. So many men in the world find themselves in this exact situation, and the results are always the same. She loses interest, or worse, gets repulsed by your neediness. So, what's the solution? Simple. Never be distracted by her, until and unless you're interacting directly with her. Your focus should always remain on the task at hand. It's like friction. Let's say your hands are cold. You might rub them together for a few minutes to warm yourself up, and yes, you will feel good. But if you decide to keep rubbing your hands for 2 or 3 hours straight, your skin might start to peel off. This example of friction is exactly how attraction works. The more aggressively you try to push your intentions, the more harm you actually end up doing. Reason number two, you're not busy enough. The reason is tied to the previous one, as it can be the cause of neediness at times. When there is no mission to accomplish or goal to reach, your mind will naturally drift towards your desire for women. As men, our minds have been programmed that way. We see women as the end prize. Think about men going off to war. Most of them had in mind that once I finish this war, I can't wait to get back to my missus. So, keep this in mind, young brother. Your mind is programmed to drift towards women if you have achieved your goal. But here's the dark reality. Your mind doesn't know the difference between not having a goal and already achieving your goal. Listen to that again. Your mind doesn't know the difference between having no goal and already achieving your goal. So, when you live a life without any purpose, your mind is tricked into believing that you are a free man now, who has fulfilled all his duties. So what better way to fill that gap of responsibility by getting a woman? Remember, having nothing productive to do will destroy your life entirely. And not just in the dating department. Think about the average obese American. How he just goes with the flow, lets his feelings dictate his day rather than his purpose. No wonder women find you unattractive. So, how do you fix this? You already know the answer. Women are subconsciously attractive to the most competitive and powerful men they come across. Turn yourself into one. Reason number three. You're too feminine. This reason is probably one of the more obvious ones. A lack of masculinity will always result in women not being attracted to you. Despite all the junk that the media will shove down your throat, women don't like a man who's in touch with his emotions. And yes, I will say it, men don't need makeup. Men don't need nail polish or any of that modern so-called fashion. You might say, oh, stop being a control freak. There are so many women who find that stuff attractive. Then let me remind you, brother, those are the women who you need to stay far, far away from. They are not feminine and will do you a whole lot of damage if you decide to settle down with them. Why? Simple. Because their perception of what is attractive has been twisted by the media, the matrix, the programming. It has been almost controversial to say this, but feminine women are only interested in a masculine figure who can polarize them in the proper way. It's like testing whether a North Pole magnet is really a North Pole magnet. And that is to pair it up with a South Pole magnet. If it's truly North Pole, then it will attract. So, as a man, if you are unable to control your emotions, then don't expect to get chased by girls. Of course, this doesn't mean that you need to become a macho man who doesn't let out a single tear, even if his father dies. But ground yourself. Never be one of those men who can just snap at the smallest things. Think and behave rationally. To return to the path of masculinity, start by fixing your hormones. Regain full and total control of your testosterone that society so desperately wants you to suppress. Just think for a second about all the news articles going around on why testosterone is dangerous. In fact, there are medicines that suppress your testosterone. Why is there an attack on masculinity? Why is there a need to suppress hormones that make us men? So, be very careful of everything you put in your body. Take back your masculinity, and the natural attraction from the feminine will also return. Reason number four. You can expect the women to be repulsed by you. It's like that one saying, what you think is also what will happen to you. Confidence plays a key role when it comes to dating. Without confidence, women would automatically consider you a worse option. As harsh as that may sound to some of you, strength has always been considered a virtue. No son wants a weak father, and likewise, no wife wants a weak husband. Your confidence is the easiest way to showcase that strength. But don't take this the wrong way. Some men have the opposite problem. An overabundance of confidence. It sounds great on paper, but in reality, it could be the one thing preventing you from being a female magnet. When you start self-improvement and make a bit of progress, it's easy for you to build up an undeserved level of ego. You may start thinking of yourself as this fantastic individual who can already get all that he wants without having to play by the rules. But always remember, young brother, the biggest enemy to your development is not the outside world, but yourself. When you expect too much, you'll end up getting nothing. So, never lean too far left or right into any extreme end. You don't want to live a life without confidence, where anyone can walk over you. And you don't want to live a life with extreme confidence, where you are just cocky. Women are very skilled and sensitive when it comes to picking up on emotions. A big ego will slow you down, even with women. So stop acting like it and get to work. And finally, reason number 5. You're too authentic. This is the most controversial point in the video, and for good reason. You might have interacted with women in the past in a way that made you feel more open to them. They saw a deeper side of your being, and they rejected you for it. For the vast majority of men out there, this is a huge downside, and sometimes even a source of grief. All the red pill content that you can find on the internet will tell you to keep your true self hidden from the women you date, because it's not likely going to end well for you. But as we said at the start of the video, this is no ordinary advice. If your goal is to find a high-value woman to love and to join in marriage, the best card you can play is the simple act of being authentic. Don't get me wrong, chances are that you're not ready for that yet, and that your character still needs development. Many of our brothers fail at dating, not because they can't get girls, but because their true selves aren't worth loving just yet. Nearly all of them then end up turning into degenerates who self-improve in the name of increasing their body count. Remember, brother, your goal here is to find true love and not some low-level experiences. Being authentic might be the one thing saving you from society's biggest trap. So be grateful for who you are and keep on working hard to become the man who will one day find a woman worthy of that name. To see the next best way to level up as a man, check this video here.